Joseph of the Old Testament is one of the most beautiful pictures of our Lord Jesus Christ that we can find in all of the Scriptures. There are so many things that happened to Joseph for which we have a counterpart in our Lord Jesus. For example, from Genesis chapter 37, we read concerning Joseph, "All his brethren, they hated him and could not speak peaceably unto him. And his brethren envied him." And we read further on in that same chapter, "It came to pass when Joseph was come unto his brethren that they stripped Joseph out of his coat, and they took him and cast him into a pit." And finally we read, "They sold Joseph to the Ishmaelites for 20 pieces of silver, and they brought Joseph into Egypt." We can see many of these things comparable in our Lord Jesus Christ. For example, there are many today who hate him. There are those who do not speak peaceably unto him. What do you mean by that? Why, I've heard the name of our God, even the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, used so many times in blasphemy. Rather than coming to him who is the Prince of Peace, coming to him who made peace for us by the blood of his cross, men deride him. Men use his name profanely. And not only so, there are those who are envious of him, and they preach something contrary to that which saves men from their sins and take them to live with him for all eternity. Just as Joseph was stripped, so was our Lord Jesus. They stripped him. They beat him. They maltreated him. They cursed him and abused him and spit in his face and nailed him to a cross. They cast him, as it were, into a pit of our slimy sin, not in actuality, but in effect, upon the cross of Calvary. They sold him, Judas, you recall, for 30 pieces of silver. And he went into the heart of the earth, the dead corpse being removed from the cross of Calvary, that he might lie dead for 3 days, ere he be resurrected as a glorified man at God's right hand. Why did he do all of this? After all, he was the eternal God. He was the one who had been with the Father from all eternity. He never knew a beginning. We read from the prophecy of Isaiah, "Unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given." He was the eternal Son of the eternal God, and yet the Son was given while the child was born at Bethlehem's manger. But just like Joseph, Joseph was sent into Egypt among aliens, among strangers. He was sent there among enemies. The 69th Psalm, one of the Messianic Psalms, one of the Psalms that speak of Christ the Messiah, and it's also quoted in the New Testament, we read concerning the Lord Jesus, "They that hated me without a cause are more than the hairs of mine head. And I am become a stranger unto my brethren, and an alien unto my mother's children." Our Lord Jesus Christ left heaven, and he came to this world, hated, despised, as an alien, even among those who declared him to be their enemies. We read from the book of Romans that without Christ, we're aliens or enemies to Almighty God. But friend of mine, it does not have to remain that way. For Peter says to us in his first epistle, concerning the Lord Jesus, who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth, who his own self bore our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sin, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes we are healed. You see, God the Son willingly came among his enemies and aliens. He willingly allowed himself to be stripped and spit upon, that he might by the grace of God taste death, friend of mine, for you. For he, that is God the Father, hath made him, God the Son, to be sin for us. The Lord Jesus knew no sin. He was holy, sinless, perfect. "Behold the Lamb of God," John said, "which taketh away the sin of the world." And yet there on Calvary's mountainside, friend of mine, he became the sin bearer. He became the one who would identify and associate and partake of your sin. He became sin for us that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. And today, friend of mine, there's eternal life through trusting Christ who died for you. Amen.